Hey, it is Friday, and that means we have a recipe to get to from Alec Naaman and Naaman's Catering and What's Cooking with Naaman's Catering. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, guys. Good morning, man. I know y'all going to like this one, okay?
Okay.
Well, I call this my watermelon salad with whipped feta.
Ooh, oh, refreshing. It's hot outside. This will be perfect.
Fancy.
Well, you know, it ain't the only two things you got to do, because cutting up the watermelon, like, that's a real easy part. I don't have no instructions for cutting up the watermelon.
Yeah.
All right. Take a knife and cut the watermelon.
Don't cut your fingers. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. And don't eat the rind, all right?
Yeah. So how do we put rest of it together?
Well, you got to make the honey balsamic reduction, because that's the sauce that's going to go, okay? And you mix a little, I'd use a white balsamic vinegar for this, and a couple tablespoons of honey, and then some Dijon mustard, and I squeeze a little orange juice in there. I do a little zest off the orange skin, then I squeeze the orange in it and some kosher salt. You basically get out a little saucepan, and you put the vinegar in it, and then a couple tablespoons of honey, and you just bring it to a boil and let it cook down for about 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes, whatever, till it gets real syrupy, real thick. And then you come back with that Dijon mustard, the orange juice, and all that kind of stuff. So that makes the dressing, so to speak. And then I get out my food processor, and I put me some cream cheese and some feta cheese and a little bit of honey in it, and I whip it up till it just gets real smooth, and of course then I chill it. Mm-hmm. So then after I cut up the watermelon and put it down in there, I drizzled the balsamic reduction over it, you know, and then I just spooned a little bit of the whipped fat on top. And, man, you're eating some really good, refreshing, chilled watermelon salad with whipped.
That sounds great.
That's,
I guess you can even make it a little fancier if you throw a little mint on that watermelon and some honeycomb. Man, this sounds great, Alec.
Well, yeah, no, I left out those couple of things, but I do. I like the mint in it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't always find you some honeycomb, but if you got a beehive out back, go and get you one.
Yeah, easy enough. Hey, also, it's easy to get Naaman's Catering to come out and cook for you, whether you have an event coming up or, you know, tailgating on the way. But you also have the great heat and eat options, too. How can people get both, get you on the line or get that heat and eat?
Well, you know, we just in the party business. I mean, we party all day and we party all night.
That's,
you know,
for sure.
So we just love it. We love to serve people. We love to feed people. You know, it's just a joy, I'm going to tell you. Nobody wrote me a thank you letter if I sold them some car insurance, but if I fill their belly really good, and they like to write me a thank you letter. You can call me at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namescatering.com. Give us a follow on, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of LinkedIn. I don't know all that good stuff. But, man, we only about 59 days from football. I don't know.
Get it out of your system, Alec. Come on.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
There it is.
He knew exactly what I was saying.
He did. Alec Naaman, Naaman's Catering, What's Cooking. That recipe is going up on our Facebook page where you can check it out. More Mobile Mornings on the way.